An American student who supported pro-Palestinian boycott campaigns in Israel will be allowed to stay in Israel. He is in court of return or deportation on Thursday. Lawyers representing University of Florida's law outcome that the decisions of free speech, academic freedom, and the rule of law. 22-year-old student had been since arriving in Israel on November 2nd with a valid visa, but she was not allowed to clear immigration because of a 2017 law banning any foreigner who knowingly issues the public of boycotting Israel. Find more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tom McNeil.
We express solidarity with the survivors of the people. The appropriate measures are taken at the government of the real to prioritize and ensure the safety and well-being of Israel.
One of the participants at yesterday's march, a South Sudan official, refused allegations of corruption within the government. The youth-led training initiative seeks to bring power to African women, and Malawi's constitutional court overturns the country's Public Order and Security Act, which prohibits demonstration.
Amnesty International believes that this landmark decision by the Constitutional Court is a welcome step, which we hope opens a new chapter for human rights in the country.
Raboshi Bambu is Amnesty International spokesman for Southern Africa. Uganda Bobby Wine accused police block him from holding a music concert planned for tomorrow Saturday. And Ethiopian companies provide a more sustainable economic growth in Africa. Those steps for Samson O'Malley's Polish now today coming up on Daily Africa.
Believes that Slimat and Consumer is welcome to the offense of the country. This business has been used to pass up to pain and people's opposition for those trying to expose human rights violence.
The judicial court definitely wants to remember the government since it amended the law which is abused by the state. The ruling court overturning the draconian law which prohibits demonstrations without this authority comes later to a commission of inquiry looking at post-election violence has begun public hearings. Opposition supporters protesting the delay in releasing the July 30th election results were attacked by police and army. Former South African interim president Halema Mohlanthe is in the 7-member commission which seeks to bring closure to what really happened on August 1st. Love Mohaduku, one of the commissioners, told VOA that the party will produce an objective report at the end of his 3 months lifespan.
We're still getting evidence from one side, non-security apparatus. And once we've completed that, we'll then go to the side of the police and why they reacted in the manner that they did.
The main opposition party, the Movement for Democratic Change, MDC, has maintained that the 7-member independent commission into violence and shooting of the 1st of August, allegedly by the army, is biased. MDC spokesman Jacob Mafume told VOA the commission of inquiry is a shit.
Everyone knows that those soldiers were deployed by somebody. The killings were done by bullets. And for CS people to continue hearing testimony about how people demonstrated and about how people expressed themselves without dealing with the critical issue, who asked for deployment, who gave live ammunition, and who gave the order to shoot, and who in particular shot, so that they could be interviewed to understand what was going through their mind and what were their orders.
Other members of the commission are from the United Kingdom, Nigeria, Tanzania, and the 3 Zimbabwean nationals. Columbus Mavunga in Harare for VOA's Daybreak Africa.
Uganda Member of Parliament and musician Robert Chagulai, popularly known as Bobby Wine, has accused the police of blocking him from holding a much-anticipated concert tomorrow, Saturday. He and two other MPs are facing treason charges for illegal use of arms and ammunition and destruction of property. Bobby Wine has denied the charges. The police say Bobby Wine failed to make proper arrangements with the venue operator for his concert. But his lawyer, Mendase Gonna, says President Yoweri Museveni pressured the Mandela National Stadium, the venue for Saturday's concert, to cancel the event. The singer already paid a deposit, agreed to the same.
I think this is about politics. It has to do with the way we do that. This is an agreement and for government is by an actual parliament. It was the zone for business as well. But politics, I mean, I don't deal except with the most related states. Everything is still about
what. He's told me for the EU, I said that he said, you may say that your agreement, he may have done this.
Yes, he did. And there was a grant. He told that the venue is available. It was that permission. The police took him to Korea State to deny his venue. So I did not respond. So after convincing Bush, then the venue radio is the judge. But to say, well, we have received permission. We know space and after training that one. So apparently he took that report. It doesn't work because in the first place, CB at the venue have at least until 2021. So apparently he's a public 2021. It's for the reason that he cannot access the stadium.
Isn't this ironic? Here you have U.S. music star Invest in Uganda, meet President 70, but yet a popular Ugandan musician is not allowed to have a concert.
Yes, and it's not the first time. I think there are many occasions where they have blocked him, where they were saying he cannot distinguish between Bobby Wine, the musician or the artist, and Bobby Wine, the politician. So it would appear that politics is criminalized as long as you're engaged in official politics. The duty of the police has nothing to do with people, but provisional security.
I understand that he was to launch a song being popular after he was arrested.
Yes, that was the plan, but it appears he cannot. And now they're waiting to see the plan. He lies that he will be allowed to get at any club venue. And the discussion we had is like, the launch is made to come to the police that one. And because most of the big players are either compared to the government, it's not the government as well, so we can have to try to buy
the owners. For your voluntary or musician Bobby Wine, away from you, from the United Kingdom. So in the break after, South Africa, you have to watch today, Friday, or King, they have a technical doubt, to give, unless they make a Russian, it's not required by watching the F-Press, or the corruption surrounding the Florence Wars, or the United States, 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 which the information is wrong. They also allege that our president has a house, our president doesn't have a house in Kenya. He was also renting from somebody. So the problem with that, okay, there are two ways of proving corruption. Either you prove it in the bank accounts or the properties within Kenya. Ambassador Gordon Boy is the deputy head of mission at the South Sudan Embassy in Washington. He spoke with Vincent Mankore of VS Africa 54 television program. As urbanizations sweep across Africa, more and more energetic, ambitious African women are entering the energy sector, but they face many challenges, discrimination, misogyny, and a lack of female role models and colleagues. The U.S.-funded programs Power Africa and Young African Leaders Initiative have brought 37 women to Johannesburg this month to teach them more about making it in this harsh environment. Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
What do these African women want? Power, literally. A U.S.-sponsored course in Johannesburg aims to help them get the skills needed to succeed in their country's male-dominated energy industries.
Learning leadership and the renewable energy and the role of women in participation in renewable energy and energy sector.
23-year-old Iman Ahmed Farah works in the toughest of settings. Mogadishu, Somalia's unstable, violent capital, long under siege by terrorist Al-Shabaab group, which pushes harsh misogyny. But Farah says Somalia's lack of infrastructure also makes it a great place to sell solar energy at the all-female-founded company she manages.
We give affordable off-grid solar home solutions in open areas and small businesses.
Harriet Tombella is partnership and alumni manager for the Young African Leaders Initiative in South Africa.
Women have to be integral in the development of Africa. It cannot happen without women. That's something that we need to be very clear about.
Therese Atsa, a senior technician with Cameroon's National Ministry of Energy, says she wants to learn how to change the world for her daughter and her son.
What I'm really glad about is the world, and Africa in particular, is really beginning to be aware that educating a woman, empowering a woman, whether through education or entrepreneurship, is empowering a whole community and a whole nation. It's making the future bright for everyone.
It's hard work. These African women say they are ready to meet the challenge. And Nepal, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Ethiopian-born and bred shoe company Solo Rebels is providing a model for sustainable economic and environmental growth on the continent with its growing shoe business. With locations in Ethiopia, but also all over Europe, founder and CEO Bethlehem Alim has developed a recipe for success. She talks with Strike about past challenges and future goals.
The first thing is to get product right, to have different design, colors, mix up, and to see the product, so that's not a challenge. So once we get the product right, the other one is then to get the market. And it's also a challenge because there's a competition out there to be able to create the market into the fashion way. And then as a want to market, to continue to talk with the same market,
how important is it for Soul Rebels to pay wages to be an economically sustainable business? I think that's important for you about Rebels' leadership kind of will profit their experience.
That was Bethlehem Alim, co-founder and CEO of Rebels Shoe Company, shooting into the fire.
Thank you.